Box A, Definition. A pointer is a special variable type that can store the memory address of another variable. For example, suppose that a pointer exists called var float pointer, which stores the address of var float. The box figure illustrates this relation. Observe that the pointer occupies 4 bytes. This is because we are assuming a 32-bit system where pointers are 32 bits. You can see why they call these types of variables pointers. By storing the address of a variable, they essentially point to that variable. Furthermore, given the address of a variable, we can access and modify the actual variable pointed to. This process is called dereferencing. For example, in the figure, the pointer variable points to var float. We can dereference the pointer to manipulate var float. Thus, like references, we can access the same variable via several different pointers that point to it. However, pointers can do more than references. In fact, the C++ reference mechanism is probably implemented using pointers underneath the hood. Box B, Pointer Declarations. To declare a pointer, you must specify the type of variable the pointer will point to, followed by the unary indirection operator, followed by the name of the pointer. Unlike references, pointers do not have to be initialized, but they should always be initialized for the same reason all your variables should always be initialized to something. The program is easier to debug when you are able to recognize a default value. When a variable is filled with garbage, it is not so easy to recognize that it contains a bad value, and therefore you may think it contains valid information. Moreover, unlike references, pointers can be assigned a null value. A null pointer is a pointer that points to nothing. So a good default value for pointers, if you wish to postpone initialization, is null. And the null value in C++ is simply zero. Initializing pointers to null is not very interesting. Pointers are variables that store the addresses of other variables, so what we want to be doing is assigning variable addresses to our pointers. To assign the address of a variable to a pointer, we need a way of getting the address of a variable. We can get the address of a variable with the unary address of operator, the same one used with references. Box C, dereferencing. Recall that given the address of a variable, we can access and modify the actual variable pointed to by dereferencing the pointer. To dereference a pointer, we prefix the pointer name with the indirection operator. With this pointer variable relationship, it follows that we can access, read, and modify the variable whose address is stored in the pointer by dereferencing the pointer. This is similar to references. That is, with references, we are able to access a variable via references that refer to a variable. And similarly, with pointers, we are able to access a variable via pointers that point to it. As mentioned previously, references can be implemented in terms of pointers. Box D, constant pointers. Just like we can have constants for non-pointer variables and constant references, we can have constant pointers. There are 4 syntaxes we need to consider. Form 1 means that the pointer is constant, that is, the pointer variable itself cannot change. However, the variable pointed to can change. Form 2 and 3 are different syntaxes for the same idea, that being, the pointer is not constant, but the variable pointed to is constant. Finally, Form 4 combines both. It says the pointer is constant and the variable pointed to is also constant. Strastrup suggests to read these declarations right to left. For example, number 1 would read const float pointer is a constant pointer to type float, and number 3 would read const float 1 is a pointer to type const float.